Hi, good morning, Rabosai. Osu Tess. Hinan is Boya. Kinishma Sarusham, you read this list. Mishne Mikro, Shazachanu, Umideme Chachamenu, Zachanam Levocha. The old name, Orach Chayim Lamala Lamaskil, Laman Soa Misha Olmata. The Maskil, his path of life leads upward so that he averts the fate, so that he avoids descending downward to Sheol. What's the
question that Shlomo HaMelech is posing? Mi yakir,
who knows what the fate of people is, but rather who can distinguish the different classes of people? Who can discern who's who? Mi yakir ha tzadikim v'harisham b'olam haza. Right, we think that we have, you know, we have everyone typecast. We have our labels to affix to people. He's a tzaddik, he's a rasha. Shlomo HaMelech says it's not so easy for us to discern about another person what his true character is. Mi yakir, who can really recognize and differentiate tzadikim ha-tzadikim Hashem v'olam hazeh? Yesh v'sham Hashem ma'asem b'machshach v'lo yakir v'hem b'nei odom. There are people who outwardly posture righteously, but in private, behind the scenes, they're wicked people. V'yesh tzadikim, on the other hand, sheyiru u'shamayim v'seisem, k'inyin shenem v'hatznei aleches. See, these lines need pshat. I'm not sure that what we're going to say is accurate, Rabbi, is adequate. Mele by a rasha, one can certainly imagine a scenario where the outward appearance is totally misleading. That outwardly he poses and postures as someone righteous, but behind the scenes he's cheating, and who knows what he really believes. But someone who's genuinely a tzaddik obviously is not ever going to be intentionally publicly misleading. So l'chaim, what Rabbeinu Yonah means is that sometimes, you know, circumstances may conspire to creating an erroneous impression, while the emes is that the person really is a tzaddik. So it's not entirely parallel, these two scenarios. Again, that tznei alecha certainly means that the person is not looking to impress anyone. He's not looking to broadcast or project. Me'idach kisa, that tznei alecha doesn't relieve one of the obligation of yisem nikim Hashem Yisrael. That tznei alecha doesn't mean that a person can you know, isn't sensitive to Maris Ayin, that the person can intentionally give off the impression of being a Rasha. He can give off the impression of sort of being a Tam when he's a Gevaldige Chochem or a Tzadik, but he can't give off the impression of being a Rasha. So the two are not parallel. I once read many years ago, I think it was a transcript of a conversation that Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, Zichrono Livracha, had with some students, and he was talking about the question of tzaddik v'ralo. And he said, you know, obviously there is no one single perspective, but some of the cases, only the Rebbe Shalom knows what percentage of cases. I don't know, maybe it's 1% of cases. I don't know. But there are some cases, presumably, again, maybe it's 1%, but there are some cases where the answer to the tzaddik v'ralo is that we're mistaken about our judgment and that maybe the person isn't such a big tzaddik. That's what this Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about as well. V'yikru the nefesh ha-rosha, nefesh ha-behema. When Shlomo HaMelech speaks about who can recognize who is a behema, that his spirit is yored as the Mount of the Oretz, so he's comparing the nefesh of the Rasha to, or is referring to the nefesh of Rasha as a nefesh of behema, nation nimshachas acha ha-taiva ha-gashmiska behema. Because it's drawn after, it's drawn towards all of its physical desires, like the behemoth. It just blindly follows every physical urge or desire that it experiences. What's reflected here in this passage is that however biologists would sort of give us a biological classification for what it means to be a person as opposed to an animal, so it's a fundamental idea we find again. It's certainly not unique to Rabbeinu Yonah in any sense, that the truth is, in terms of our physical lives, there's a continuum between animals and people. I don't know. So people eat and drink. Animals eat and drink. People have digestive systems. Animals have digestive systems. People have excretory systems. And animals have excretory systems. People have reproductive systems, and animals have reproductive systems. There isn't really, on the physical level, so there isn't a fundamental difference between a man and an animal. Okay, maybe it's, you know, sort of the difference between an old car and a brand new, I don't know what the best car is, a brand new Lexus, I don't know, whatever. But they're both cars at the end of the day, you know, they're both cars. What distinguishes a person and makes a person sort of not just a highly developed or sophisticated animal, is the spiritual dimension. And you know, l'shitas some, the animal rights advocates who oppose animal experimentation and basically morally don't see any difference between people and animals. So l'shitas some, they're not wrong. L'shitas some, if you have a purely materialistic view of man, so then it's true that it just is a continuum between animals and man. L'shita sum, they're not wrong. Obviously, they are wrong as can be. But what distinguishes us is only the spiritual dimension. And to the degree that a person doesn't cultivate that dimension, so to that degree, we're not really any different. Ubeo lashon hamikra kenhu, and this is what the pshat in the pasuk Kohelet says: Mi yodea ruach b'nei ha'adam, v'hem ha'tzadikim ha'ola hila ma'ila. Who can recognize the Ruach B'nai Adam? Who can recognize those B'nai Adam who have a Ruach, which is Olahi Lamaila? Meaning, who can recognize Tzadikim? Ki yesh harbe Tzadikim shein Adam yochol ligzor aleim ba'olam hazeh shem Tzadikim be'emes. There are many, many Tzadikim who are hidden. Presumably, he has in mind more than, the tradition of the Gemara and Sukkah of Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He's not talking just about that special class of tzaddikim. Ke'inyan shema shenam ki ha'odam yira le'inayim v'Hashem yira le'levav. A person can only see outer appearances. A person doesn't have the penetrating vision to see into others. V'gam ki rabbi min ha'tzaddikim heim yirei shamayim b'seise v'ein tzutkosa mudas. Again, what it means is, again, not that they're outwardly, intentionally giving an anti-Yirah Shamayim appearance, but they're certainly not outwardly projecting the depth of the Yirah Shamayim. They're not outwardly projecting anything which can legitimately remain remain private. Tznius is never supposed to prevent a person from doing what he's obligated to do. If when we call a Mora Horoa the Shaila, and the Mora Horoa gives a Pesach, so that's obviously not a chason in Tznius that he's that he's revealing the fact that he knows the answer. No, a chacham who gia lahora has an obligation to share that knowledge, to guide people, to render piskei halacha. Atznei halacha is anything which is not mandated to be in the public eye. So a person does whatever he can to keep it private, to keep it hidden. But obviously there are certain aspects and dimensions of life where the mitzvah can only be fulfilled in the private with people being aware of it.
Ruach ha-behema ha-yoredes yilamat al-arz gam yesh rishon rabim she'en odam makib b'maseihim.
And in terms of other people, the Rishon are right. Taka, there is an awful lot that vis-a-vis Klapei B'nai Adam we can get away with. V'chein pirshu zechonu mevacha ki ruach b'nai ha'odam elu ha-tzadikim. It's absurd to say that Shlomo HaMelech was wondering if there's an Olam Haba or something. That's not what the Pasuk means. Hinei Kosov, again, the same Shlomo HaMelech who authored Kohelis, says, Vavuach Toshav El Elokim Hashem Asana. Obviously, Shlomo HaMelech believes and knows that there's an Olam Haba. Va'od, and what's more, just Mineyu Vei, even if it wasn't Shlomo HaMelech speaking, and even if we didn't have another pasuk in Kohelis to tell us what this anonymous, had he been anonymous, author thought, you see, you can't read the pasuk that way. The author of Kohelis is miyodeh whether ruach behema yoredes in the mata la'aretz, is he's entertaining the possibility that maybe monkeys go to Olam Haba. Hello, ruach behema min ha'aretz ve'ech ta'ale. V'nizboi v'ator ki nishmas ha'odim el yonis ki kosov al nefesh ha'behema ki min ha'aretz sh'nem ha'tot se'orf et nefesh chay olamino. Meaning nefesh is we sort of grow up with the translation of nefesh as soul. And then we also have the association or the definition of the English word soul, that it's some kind of spiritual entity. Now that combination is wrong, right? To translate nefesh as soul and then to take soul in a spiritual sense is wrong. Nefesh means an animating force, but it can be in a physical mechanistic sense as well. Ki nefesh ha'behema min ha'aretz. It's not a soul. It's the living spark of an animal. The living spark of an animal is not what we understand by the term soul. The neshama of a person, when we speak of the neshama of a person, so their soul, again, with the English association that it has, is a correct translation. Al kein tala nishma sa'ad b'mosa guf l'mayla. Ki chol advarim shavim al shosham. Ki inyan shenema v'yosho v'ofa ala arz k'shiyya v'ruach toshav el lukim ashin asana. What does it mean that they're standing? It implies a permanence, right? Standing means it's holding its position. So omdim in this context has the sense of a permanence. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. We'll zoom around 12:45. Everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.